It is in, I invite your attention to two passages of Scripture today, Romans chapter 12 and Hebrews chapter 10. Romans chapter 12 and Hebrews chapter 10. I'll read two verses in Romans, and then we'll go to Hebrews chapter 10, and we'll read three verses there, beginning with 35 in Hebrews. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. From Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 35, it says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. From these two passages of scriptures we want to use as a thought in your hearing this morning, safety in the will of God. Safety in the will of God. And for a subtopic, we use a line of a song. Mississippi Mass Choir used to sing a song. Brother Frank Williams used to lead it. And in that song it says, it remains to be seen what God can do for the ones who submit to his will. It remains to be seen. Hallelujah. As we begin to look on our text and we look on this week in general, Brother Miguel had stated that many things that took place on this week. In this week, our country faced many things, even around the world. My daughter showed me a YouTube video of a white supremacist member threatening a war if the presidential election in November did not result in victory for President Trump. Further, he stated that it would probably still be a war, even if Trump won the election, to take down those in the Black Lives Matter movement and other minorities. There have been protests because of the verdict in the Breonna Taylor death case. Our President and First Lady of the United States have contracted the coronavirus, along with several top aides and senators. Every day this week, there have been multiple shootings, resulting in many deaths in Nashville. One of them occurred at the Opry Mills Mall. You can't even go someplace to shop. Those that were shopping were terrified when the bullets rang out. Violence has even hit our small community of Springfield when a murder-suicide took place on this week, leaving three of our residents dead, a father, a stepmother, and the son that killed himself. The coronavirus has reached some 35 million cases globally, with over 1 million deaths. With all of this and more events occurring, mankind continues in his wake, wickedness being great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart being only evil continually. However, for those who will distinguish themselves from the rest of the world and do the will of God, there is safety and favor. In our text in Romans 12, the Apostle Paul makes an earnest, humble request to the church in Rome, which is consisting mostly of Gentiles. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. That term, brethren, is a term of affection and concern. He says, by the mercies of God, realize that every day we receive his mercy, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Our bodies, mind, and spirit are to be offered as a voluntary act is a freewill offering to our God. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, it's so reasonable because God does not impose upon us anything that is unreasonable, but that agrees with righteousness. He goes on to say, and be not conformed to this world. That is the key to the kingdom, that we not conform ourselves to the things that men and women do in this world that are evil. We are different, and we've got to distinguish ourselves. But he goes on to say, but ye transform, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There has got to be a change in your mind. There's got to be a change in the way you think. It's got to be a change in the way that you perform your duties. That change only occurs by doing the will of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. There can be a change when you allow yourself to be in Christ. Then finally, he goes on to say in the verses that we read, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. A transformed spirit and a renewed mind allow the soul to receive the revelation of the divine will of God. And in that will there be safety, favor, and peace. When your mind is changed, when your soul and your spirit receives that revelation of God, and it only comes by staying in the Word of God, doing the will of God, having the Spirit be able to teach and train us what it is that will. An example lies within the book of Genesis, chapter 37. The Bible allows us to know that Jacob has 12 sons and a daughter. One of his sons was named Joseph. Joseph was different from the other boys. He was different from his brothers. And we have got to be different from the world. He's different not just because his father had given him a coat of many colors, which distinguished him from the others, but he had a difference because he chose not to do the things that were wrong or evil. Bible allows us to know his brothers did evil, but he, as Joseph, did not condone the evil. Even at age of 17, the Bible says that while he was feeding the flock with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, the handmaids that had married the father and had produced children for him, Joseph would not participate in their wrong and brought back evil report to his father. Many of you would say Joseph was a tattletale. You think that he should have kept his mouth shut, kept everything to himself. But he didn't. He told it, and he told his dad what they'd done. Further, the Bible states that Jacob loved Joseph more than his others and provided him with that coat that we talked about. That was unusual. There was none like it. Showing that he did have favor. And the Bible says not only that he showed favoritism, but the other children saw that favoritism. So you know favor when you see it. You know those that are liked and those that are not liked. Especially when you wrap a coat around it and give it to the one. The Word says that when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not even speak peaceably to him. But Joseph dreamed two dreams. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, when you walk with the Lord, there's some things that God will put in your sight. Yeah. When you walk with the Lord, there's some things that God will put in your spirit. So Joseph dreamed these two things, so that God would give him confirmation of what he was about to do in his life. a lot of things God begins to show you because there's some blessings and some promises that he has in store for the people of God that'll do the will of God. And so he'll put it in your spirit to console you when things begin to happen. And so as we begin to see the words that Joseph had a dream and told it to his brothers, which made them hate him even the more, he said to them, listen to the dream that I had. When we were binding sheaves, that means stalks of grain, in the field, he said, my stalk got up and stood upright, while your stalks gathered around it and bowed down to my stalk. His brother said to him, will you really be our king and rule over us? So they hated him even more. It wasn't bad enough that they were already jealous and mad, but he told them this dream that caused them to even hate him even the more. Hallelujah. Then Joseph had another dream. See, it was important that God put two dreams in his way. Because, see, things are told by at least two witnesses. God has got to give you some confirmation on what I've already told you that it will come to pass. So Joseph had another dream, and he described it to his brothers. He said, I've dreamed again, and this time the sun and the moon and 11 stars bowing down to me. When he described it to his father and brothers, his father scolded him and said to him, what kind of dreams have you dreamed? Am I and your mother and your brother supposed to come and bow down to the ground in front of you? His brothers were jealous. They were envied him. They were mad. But his father took careful note of the matter and what he had done. The dreams resulted in hatred. They resulted in wickedness. And his brothers had even plotted to kill him. The Bible lets us know that when Jacob sent Joseph to find his brothers, he finds them feeding the flock in Dothan. And while he's even afar off from them, Scripture allows us to know they see him even before he gets near to them. And they say to themselves, behold, the dreamer coming. While he's on his way, they conspired to kill him. The oldest brother, Reuben, heard the discussion and said, let's not kill him. Let's not shed any blood, but just cast him into the pit. He had planned to try to come back around and rescue his brother and return him to his father. But before things begin to happen, here there's some traitors begin to come, some Ishmaelite traitors. So while we begin to see all of this take place, Joseph finds himself in the pit. But the pit was not in Joseph's dream. A lot of times there's some things that begin to happen to us, but it is not what we visioned that our lives would be. And we begin to find all kinds of things that take place and happen that cause us harm, cause us to cry sometimes, cause issues and difficulties. But I want to tell the people of God to hold on, because God is coming. That's why the word of Hebrews begins to let us know that he that shall come will come and will not tarry. The Bible says that while he's in the pit, Judah, one of the brothers, he's supposed to be the praise, y'all. But he stands up and he begins to say, let's not us kill him. He said, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him. For he is our brother and our flesh. So they pulled Joseph up out of the pit, and they sell him to the Midianite merchantmen for 20 pieces of silver. The Bible begins to go on and let us know that here he goes on down into Egypt. And while he's in Egypt, the traders sell him to Potiphar. Potiphar is an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard. The Bible tells us that the Lord was with Joseph while he was in Potiphar's house. And everything that he touched was prosperous. He made his way to be prosperous. And so Potiphar saw that everything that Joseph touched and everything that he was involved in was prosperous. So he promoted him. and put him in charge of his whole household. Saints of the living God, you are prosperous, and God lets you know that you're blessed. People know you're blessed, and they want to hang around you because they see that whatever you do and whatever you touch is blessed. Hallelujah. So here he is. He's promoted. He's in charge of everything. But see, that's why Paul said when you do good, evil is always present. It don't pay for everything to go well for you. Because see, the devil wants to cause disturbance. He can't stand for you to be blessed. He can't stand for you to be happy. He can't stand for you to have everything that you want. So he's got to send some trouble around. But don't be dismayed, child of God. That's why the word of God said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. But the Bible says, while things were going well with him in Potiphar's house, Potiphar's wife wanted him. And so she would come to him and tell him day by day, lie with me. But here it is. You begin to see that there was no shame to her game. She was after Joseph, but he refused her. And he answered her, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? She would continue to press him day after day, day after day, day after day. And finally, the Bible says that she cornered him one day in the house, grabbed hold of his cloak, and tried to get him to have relationship with her. But he refused, and Scripture said he'd run out of his garment and got out of there. She had his cloak, and she held on to it till her husband came home. After her husband got there, she lied and began to tell him, this Hebrew that you brought into our home, he came and tried to attack me. I wanted to rape me, but I cried out, and he run. And so she shows him the cloak, and Potiphar's mad and upset. And so then he takes Joseph and throws him into the prison. But prison was not in Joseph's dream. So many times that we find ourselves in predicament that we didn't know about. I didn't know this was going to happen to me. And why did this happen to me? Why not you? Hallelujah. But see, God, when he comes to begin to bring you to the good, he's got to sometimes bring you through some bad times. That's why David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they covered me. Thou preparest a table before me, even in the presence of my enemy. Hallelujah. You got to go through some things sometime. You got to be talked about sometime. You got to be lied on sometime. You got to be abused and used sometime. But hallelujah, that's not the end of it. Because after a while, if you do the will of God, you're going to come out victorious. The Bible says here, Joseph ends up in prison. Hallelujah. He want to know what's going on. But like the song said, it remains to be seen what God can do if you only do his will while he's in prison. The Bible still blesses him while he's in jail. He's not abused and he's not used. But while he's in prison, God is still with him. And he allows him to be put in position, in charge of some stuff, while he is an inmate his own self. The Bible says that some things begin to happen. Pharaoh fell out of favor with his butler and his baker, and he sends them to prison. While he was there, they are put in care of Joseph. And while they were there, each of them had dreams. They didn't understand the dreams, but Joseph could understand the dream, and he gave them interpretation. He began to let them know each dream is 3 days. The things that you see, and you're going to be restored. However, the baker ain't going to end up too good for you. Because see what you've been seeing, that your life is going to be taken. But he begins to tell the butler, you're going to be all right. When you go back, you're going to be restored to your position and your place. But he tells them, remember me when you get out of here. When they went out, it happened just like he said, to the baker and to the butler. The butler continued to serve. But
God, they'd have forgot all about Joseph in jail. But while there, God hadn't forgot about him. Sometimes you find yourself in predicament and in problem. You're there for a long time. You're there for a long time. And you want to know why? I've got to cry sometimes. I don't know why. But Lord, I'll understand it by and by. But hallelujah, the by and by is about to come. Because he that shall come is getting ready to come. Pharaoh has a dream that he couldn't understand. And while he's trying to find out the dream, the butler, it dawns on him. He said, I know a man that can tell you the dream. Because, see, when you put me into prison, he told me my dream. And it happened just like he said, that I'd be restored. They said, go get him. When they got him, they had to clean him up because, see, he'd been in jail. They bring him before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh begins to get the interpretation of the dream. Talking about the 7 years of plenty, followed by the 7 years of length. There's going to be a famine in the land. He began to tell him, he said, Pharaoh, you got to get somebody that you can trust to put this business in the hands of so that they can provide provision for when the times are going to be bad. Pharaoh looks around and said, I don't see nobody. Hallelujah, when Sister Sturban was here, she said, I don't know nobody. I haven't seen anybody. Do you know anybody? Hallelujah. He looks around and says, yes, I see you. Joseph, I'm going to put you in charge of this. You know what was going on. And see, I don't know nobody that better than to get an inmate out of jail. Hallelujah. Who would have thought to get an inmate out of jail and not only take him out of the prison but promote him to second in the kingdom? But see, God can do anything. Man might want to put you down and put his foot on you, but when God get ready to bless you. I don't care whose foot is on you. I don't care who's trying to put you down. I don't care what your record says. I don't care what is going on in your life. Because when God wants to bless you, God will bless you. When God wants to bring you out, God wants to bring you out. When God will deliver, God will deliver. It remains to be seen. It remains to be seen what God has in store for you. Hallelujah. On this week, I begin to hear day after day the testimonies of what God began to do for the people of God. On this week, Sister Shante was the first one to call me and said, Pastor, I just wanted to tell you what happened to me today. This was Monday. She said while she was going to get gas, somebody paid for her whole full tank of gas. Woo! It might seem a little thing. It might be slight, but there was something. It remains to be seen what God will do. I get another phone call from Brother Jose, Brother Saceda, if he had in the parking lot. He began to call and tell me what God began to do for him, how that he was blessed and the situation that turned out in his favor. God is still doing things. Hallelujah. Not only that, but see, there were some issues that began to happen. Hallelujah. My daughter, she had a problem with a vehicle, and on her way to Hendersonville, the car stopped on her four times, and they had to push her car out of the way over there in Greenbrier. She called me and said, Danny, the car stopped. I don't know what's going on. And see, we think that it's trouble. But see, God was blessing all the time because she could have been on her way back to Atlanta and the vehicle was going to stop on the interstate. While she was stopped, I got there. I came up in my truck, told her to follow me back to Payne Brothers. When we got there, I was able to start it and drive it all the way back. Got to Payne Brothers. They told me what the issue was. Cost me $350-something. But we got it fixed, and it's driving good, and she was able to go home. That was a blessing, because my child didn't end up dead. Hallelujah. Then I get a phone call. Hallelujah. Tuesday, the saints said, we at Kroger's, and they got a sale on meat. We know you got to feed them dogs you got. Hallelujah. They got a sale on chicken. I got there, and they were taking it so fast that the saints even grabbed some for me and had it already in a basket. Don't tell me that God ain't good. I called Herb, and I told Herb to tell Mo and just keep passing it around. Because, see, we want to pass our blessing on to the others. Hallelujah. God began to bless. Not only that, but I got a call from Brother Carl. He said, all right, Brother Pastor, he said, I'm not going to be able to make it to church Sunday. He said, my car broke down, and I don't know how bad it's going to be, how much it's going to be. He called me back the next day. He said, they told me how much it's going to be. He said, so I don't know how long it's going to take to get my car fixed. Don't you know Carl called me last night? He said, Pastor, I just had to tell you what God had done for me. He said, you know how much they told me it was going to cost to get my car fixed. He said, a man called me, hallelujah, today, and he offered me a job this weekend to pay exactly what he needed to pay for his car. I ain't talking about $200-$300. I'm talking about several hundred dollars. Hallelujah. He was so excited over the phone, but I said, it remains to be seen what God can do for the ones who submit to his will. If you want to be blessed, hallelujah, if you want to be blessed, if you want to be delivered, if you want God to help you, I dare you to commit yourself to the will of God. Because God, hallelujah, will work it out for you. God will deliver you. God will bring you through. It remains to be seen. The half has not been told. Eyes have not seen, neither ears heard, the things that God has got prepared for. Hey, hallelujah. Woo! You ain't seen it all. You ain't seen nothing yet. But if you want to be in it in the number, if you want to participate in the blessing, if you want to be on the side when they start coming now, hallelujah, you got to have a changed heart. You got to have a changed mind. You got to have a changed spirit to do the will of God. After that you've done the will of God, Hebrews says you have need of patience. See, after you've done the will of God, just wait on it. Just wait on it. Joseph had to wait a little while. Joseph had to wait a little while. But the pit was not in his dream. Hallelujah. Working for Potiphar was not in his dream. Jail wasn't in his dream. But when God began to work it out, it was a gold chain that was put on him. Cloak, they even gave him a wife. Here he is, second in charge in Egypt. Woo! But when his brothers come, they didn't even recognize, but they had to bow down. The dream came to true. God's got something for you. God's got something in store for you. Blessings are on the way. Not just when we get to heaven, but hallelujah, he's going to do some stuff right down here. Right down here. Woo, glory. That's what he told the disciples. You hadn't given up nothing that you won't receive even a hundredfold here in this present world and the world to come. I'm looking for heaven, but I'm looking for him to do something right now. He's a right now God. Somebody's got a bill that needs to be paid. Oh, just call Brother Carl up and he'll let you know. He'll do it. Yes, he will. If you need gas in your car, Shantae can say he'll be gas in your tank. Woo! He'll be a lawyer in the courtroom, Warner Brother Jose. Woo! He'll do it. Hallelujah. And if you need meat, hallelujah, he'll make Kroger's put it down where you can get it. We got so much meat that night. Sister Mary Gardner was there. Others were there. Alice Faye. We got so much meat. When I rung up mine before the discount came, it was $100 and some odd. I forget how many. $100 and something. But after the discount, it was $30. Woo! Hallelujah! There's no secret what God can do. What he does for others, he'll do for you. His arms are wide open. He'll welcome you. There is no secret what God can do. God wants to do something today. But all you got to do is have a changed mind, a changed heart. Say, Lord, I'm ready to come to you because I don't want to be left out of the blessing. I don't want to be left out. But all you have to do is, the word said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Today you can be in Christ. We can baptize you in
to the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins. You'll be in turn filled with the Holy Ghost by the Lord, with evidence in speaking in tongues as the Spirit give utterance. And because of that Spirit, now is that Spirit. That Spirit is the one that gives you understanding and leads you into truth and righteousness. That doesn't say that there are some saints that don't do wrong. Sometimes we override. You know how it is. You put it on autopilot, but then you can override. We override the Spirit. Stop putting the Spirit and override and doing what you want to do, but let Jesus lead you. Let Jesus direct you. Let Jesus guide you. And it remains to be seen what God can do for the one that will submit to His will. Lord Jesus, right now we thank You. Lord, we thank You for this service today all the way through. Thank You for again blessing this beautiful weather. Hallelujah. Woo! Lord, we bless You. Could have been rain, they said. Could have been cold, but it is nice out here. Lord, where we can just praise You. Where we can just acknowledge You safely. Hallelujah! You heard Yes, oh God. You are a wonderful Savior. Lord, we ask that You bless Your people. Open up understanding. Give wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Lead and direct, Lord, that we'll be found being holy and acceptable in Thy sight. Save, sanctify, doing Thy will, where You can bless us, Lord, and send Your blessings upon Your people. Send Your blessings upon Your people. Bless spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. Meet every need. And as Your people delight themselves in You, give them the desires of their heart. Protect Your people. Put a hedge about Your saints. Hallelujah. Protect, hallelujah, from the enemy that wants to destroy. But I'm so glad that Your word tells me in Isaiah, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. I'm so, see, thank You, Lord, for Your word. Thank You, Lord, hallelujah, for encouraging us. Lord, and bless Your saints. Bless Your people. Bless Your people. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Stir the hearts of men and women, boys and girls. Lord, that they'll want to run to the water to be baptized. Because now this baptism saves. It's an answer to a good conscience. Hallelujah. Right now, the water is available. Bless right now, oh God. Open understanding. Strengthen. Touch. Right now as we come against the adversary, Satan! The Lord rebuke thee. Satan, 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 the Lord, one more time. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Healing, deliverance, strength, peace, joy, blessings, protection. In the name of Jesus for Your people. It is so. According to Thy word. You said whatever we ask, believing, we shall receive. Hallelujah. We thank You, oh God. What I say unto what? I say unto all, watch. God bless you. God keep you. Stay in the will of God.